We'll See How Brave You Are by Over the Tiber. Read by Rhea 314,
Delaza Kazone,
Girl with a Bubblegun, Black Glass.
Fandom, Maho Shoujo Madoka Magica. Rating, teening up audiences. Archive warning for underage. Summary, Madoka runs like a girl.
But you have the capacity to change fate.
In the sky, something huge flares red. Madoka flinches, expecting screams, expecting she's not sure what.
This unavoidable destruction, this sorrow, you can change it all. That's why you have this power.
One morning, apropos of nothing, Madoka's mother spits in the sink, rinses her toothbrush out, and announces,
"You have a lot to offer the world."
Madoka's not sure what to say, so she laughs.
"I still sleep with stuffed animals, Mom."
"I'm serious, Madoka. Don't underestimate your potential."
Her mother's expression changes for a moment, underlaid with something hard and unfamiliar. Then it softens into a smile. Madoka smiles back. Her goofy mother. The new transfer student is everything Madoka wishes she were. Everything a heroine should be. She's intelligent. She's beautiful. And Madoka tries to discount the flip-flopping of her stomach at that thought. Tries to ignore how her eyes stray to the shape of Homura's body under her uniform or the reflections of light off her long, silky hair. And, most of all, she is mysterious. Homura runs like an athlete. Madoka runs like a girl. Madoka walks with dead girls, empty shell bodies, at least that's what they say. Shock informs their movements, the two straight lines of their limbs.
Sayaka's face looks angry, but her eyes seem like they can't focus, dazed and terrified.
"I love you, Sayaka,"
she wants to say, but she is the crybaby, tagalong, ballast. If she didn't care for these girls so much, she might mind, but she cares for these girls too much.
Madoka sits in the half-dark,
staring at her knees and the sliver of bedspread between them. She's not looking at Kyubei, but she can see him. Dainty small body, ethereal smile, as cute and benign as any of the stuffed animals around him. There's an ache in her belly, a dull trembling in her hands. She wants to vomit, and she wants to cry. Part of her hates Kyubei, but the other part just feels sad.
"I wish I could take away all pain from the world, but wishing does no good, does it, Madoka? Can I come in?"
Homura gives her a nod and a half-smile. Madoka steps carefully over the threshold and feels brave. Looking at Homura now, the tears on her face, Madoka cries a lot. Homura has definitely seen her cry, but she's never seen Homura cry.
"Love is a gift. But for me, you are..."
And they strike Madoka then. Memories she shouldn't have. 200 gazes meeting across tea and cakes. 100 shared umbrellas and giggling fits and narrow escapes. 100 tentative first kisses. And storms, disaster, death. Homura's pale hands, slick with Madoka's blood. She can't breathe. Homura's arms are too warm around her. This isn't how it happens. This isn't how it's supposed to happen. For one thing, the first thing, Homura should be a boy. Madoka will meet him in her favorite bookstore, their fingers colliding over the same volume. They will blush hard and look away, stammering apologies and "you had it firsts." Eventually they'll decide to buy it together and read it in turns at a cafe. On recollection, they will realize it was their first date. If the mysterious transfer student has any role to play in Madoka's romance, it's as a rival, a reoccurring obstacle to be repeatedly overcome. Homura's nose is running. Between sobs, she's wiping snot on her pristine sleeve. Her eyes and face are red, and Madoka wants to kiss her. She wants to throw her arms around Homura and absorb that sorrow into her own body, wants to fill her with love instead. But now Homura is turning away. Although she says her words won't reach Madoka, Madoka can't help but think it's the other way around. Her mother's slap hurts, and Madoka jolts awake. Was she asleep before? Her mother's love is hard and soft, flat plains and rough edges, but it is there, solid, real in a way Marika never quite understood. It is possible to love people in so many ways. Marika is running, like a girl, her wrists bob up and down, her pigtails flop about, her breath comes in pants, quavering. Marika runs like a girl, and she is running to save her lover from certain destruction. Marika is running to save the world.
Omura-chan, I'm sorry.
She turns to Kyubei, to glittering red eyes, and that never unsmiling, never open mouth. Homura's voice breaks on the syllables of her name, like a teacup shattered against concrete. Above them, the Walpurgisnacht is gathering her forces, crackling with red light and distorted childish laughter. Marika knows what she has to do.
The end.